Broadside Books and Harper Audio present How to Destroy America in 3 Easy Steps by Ben Shapiro. This is the author. Introduction. What holds America together? That question has, in recent years, taken on renewed urgency. Increasingly, Americans don't like each other. They don't want to associate with one another. They don't want to live next door to one another. More and more, they don't want to share the same country anymore. Red areas are getting redder, blue areas are getting bluer. According to a November 2018 Axios poll, 54% of Republicans believe that the Democratic Party is spiteful, while 61% of Democrats believe the Republican Party is racist, bigoted, or sexist. Approximately one-fifth of both Republicans and Democrats consider the opposing party evil. A Pew Research poll from 2016 found similar numbers. 70% of Democrats say Republicans are closed-minded, while 52% of Republicans say Democrats are closed-minded. The same poll found that 58% of Republicans had an unfavorable impression of the Democratic Party leading up to the election, while 55% of Democrats felt the same. A 2017 Washington Post poll found that 7 in 10 Americans thought America's political polarization is now as severe as it was during the Vietnam War era, reaching a dangerous low point. A 2019 survey from American Enterprise Institute found that about half of Americans believe the other party doesn't want what's best for the country. That's likely because Americans increasingly misperceive the nature of those who vote for the opposite political party. Both Democrats and Republicans radically overestimate the secularism and radicalism of the constituency of the Democratic Party, for example. According to another study from More in Common, 55% of Republicans and Democrats believed that a majority of the opposing party believed extreme views. In reality, that number was 30%.